New Jersey U.S. Senator Cory Booker is throwing his support behind a measure providing universal health care to all Americans. As WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, a single-payer system would fund basic medical care for everybody.
Just look to American history, Booker says. People fought for voting rights, civil rights, even the right to a public education.
But when it comes to one of the most basic aspects of the ideals of life and liberty, you must include that every American has access to quality, affordable health care.
Former presidential hopeful Senator Bernie Sanders is sponsoring the so-called Medicare for All bill, and more than a dozen Democrats are joining him. They say Canada, Australia, and other developed countries already have government-funded universal medicine, and their citizens are healthier. Booker says the U.S. system has to change.
And so let me just end with the words of one of the patron saints of New Jersey, a man named Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. He says it proudly. We are a nation that takes care of its own.
But it's Washington, so politics are at play, too. Among the other co-sponsors of the Senate bill are Kamala Harris of California and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. Booker, Harris, and Warren have all been floated as possible presidential candidates in 2020.
The first hurdle that any of these individuals would have to pass through is the Democratic primary process.
That's Montclair State University political science professor Bridget Harrison. She says the liberal cred they get by backing a progressive issue like universal health care could carry them through the primary.
You have to court liberal Democrats. They matter.
What also matters if you want to pass legislation in Congress is who's in the majority. Right now, it's Republicans, which means the prognosis for this bill is, well, not very good. From the New Jersey desk, Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.